These are the built-in types in Java. You can see a lot of familiar terms there. There is a Boolean type. Whereas C just uses int for truth values, there's a separate type for logical values in Java. And it can only have two values, naturally, true and false, and those are keywords. The char type, which of course is your character type, in Java is defined to be 16 bits, and it follows the Unicode character set encoding. Now that's a great thing. Remember that in C, they did not specify what it needed to be. Char can be anything that you want it to be on your platform. So whoever writes the compiler and does the library that comes with it, they decide what char is going to be like. And char is very different in different countries because of different encodings. Well, a very nice feature of Java is that it does use Unicode, which is good enough to cover most scripts and languages in the entire civilized world. Do keep in mind, though, that it's 16 bits. It's not small. It's not 8 like it is in C. However, you do have a byte data type, and that allows you to have small integers. They are not characters at all, and it's just a small numeric type. There's also a way of working with byte arrays. There's a lot of support for that in the library. Short is always 16 bits. Int is always 32 bits, and long is always 64 bits. That's really good. There's not that many systems out there right now that have a long in C as 64 bits. That gives you a pretty big range for your numbers. And the thing that you can appreciate and count on is the fact that they're always the same no matter what platform you go on. Float is 32-bit, double is 64-bit, and they use the IEEE floating point specifications.